interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
There's no knucklehead. If you're in Canada and you're a knucklehead, you're not getting past this show because our Canadian listeners will tell on you. They send us the stories, and a couple of Canadian listeners sent us this one over the long weekend here. This involves a driver in Ontario, this woman who took her car out onto the ice, and it went right into the drink. But it didn't sink right away. It just was partially submerged, okay? So, like, the hood is down, is in the water, but the back end is still up. And it's staying there for a little while.
It's doing the Titanic.
But the woman who needs to be rescued here because she's out there in the middle of the frozen drink. And so rescuers come, you know, they hear about it, and they're coming to her assistance. And as they're coming to get to her out in the water, they see her standing on the back end of the car, on the trunk end of the car as the nose is down, and she's taking selfies of herself standing on the back end as these guys are trying to rescue her. The rescuers were not happy about this.
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off, and she was on top of her car taking selfies. You know, we got her to shore, and that's why in one of the videos you see me, and I feel bad now. Like, we pulled her in, and as soon as she was to shore, I just let go and walked to shore just to cool down because she was smiling ear to ear. And as soon as she got to shore, she said, "Look, you know, what the hell are you doing?" And she's like, "That was fun." And I don't think she realizes how lucky she is.
That was fun. I mean, that's like a $20,000 car, $20,000, $25,000 car minimum going into the drink there.
Oh, man.
No one was injured.
How about this out of Florida? And it seems like it's right out of a Hollywood movie script, but there is a federal jury in Miami that convicted a man of kidnapping a plastic surgeon. And this guy's probably going to get life in prison, but kidnapped him because he did not like the plastic surgery that he performed on his wife. So this man, the 56-year-old husband and a friend, placed a tracking device underneath the plastic surgeon's car, followed him, hit him with a stun gun, threw him in the back of the car, took him to a storage container, where they had a chair set up and a blowtorch, and they started to work on this dude a little bit. And then they took the guy to the victim's house and wanted him to activate the code to get into the house, and then they were going to rob this guy because they weren't happy with the plastic surgery job that he did. But then they got scared off by there was an alarm that went off during the Ring camera and all that. So they took him and left him abandoned in a strip club parking lot, and that's where the cops found this dude, and they're like, "What's going on with you?" And he's like, "Let me tell you about my last couple days." And these dudes ended up, you know, he knew who they were because obviously they weren't happy with the treatment the wife got. And so now this dude is facing life in prison.
They were doing plastic surgery with a blowtorch?
Apparently.
Okay.
On the doctor.
You love sushi. What is the most sushi you think you could eat in one sitting? What do you think?
Oh, you know.
How many pieces? How many rolls? How many rolls in one sitting? We're going to put you in
12,
front of an
15, all maybe?
You can eat buffet. 12 to 15, you think, is your ceiling?
I mean, you know, some are bigger than others.
24-year-old woman found herself in the hospital the other day after she ate 32 sushi rolls at an all-you-can-eat buffet. It was
a lot.
$50 all-you-can-eat sushi buffet, and she wanted her money's worth. So she just plowed right through them, this 24-year-old woman, one after another, and it was 32. That was the count.
I'm probably a dozen. A dozen good-sized rolls, yeah.
She was feeling a little funny. As you can imagine, when this was over with, she said, "I guess I need to go home now." She said, "Actually, we sat in my car me and my boyfriend for about 30 minutes before driving home. My stomach felt very firm, probably from the rice that expanded in my stomach. I went to sleep at my boyfriend's house, had the worst stomach ache, woke up around 6 o'clock the next morning, and I knew something was wrong. My stomach and chest had intense pain. I couldn't take deep breaths." So he drove her to the hospital, and they said it was just like really, really bad acid reflux is what it was. But she says, that's not going to stop me. I'll be back in the sushi game again.
Probably. It's tough to stop sometimes. Because you know that stuff doesn't last. It's like leftovers and stuff. You're like, man, it's so good, but I'm so full. But I'm going to power through and finish it.
32. 32.